Hi, welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. A balanced diet and exercise, couple pieces of dark chocolate every day, a daily glass of red wine, couple of naps. Some say these things are the secrets to living a long life. But what about making sure your retirement savings will last as long as you need it? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And today on Wealth Creator Radio, you'll get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. So why do we use words like risk and threat when we talk about living a long life? It's supposed to be a good thing, right?
Yeah, it is one of those kind of, you know, weird things where it's like, is this a bad thing that mm-hmm. I'm living a long time?
Yeah.
Isn't that supposed to be a good thing?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think for a lot of people, it is one of those. Can be scary, can be, it's like, what kind of lifestyle am I going to be, right? Am I going to be, you know, living in a nursing home for 10 years? Well, that's not really most people's ideal thing of a long life, right? So obviously it's more, you know, how are we going to have a long, healthy life and be active and be able to still do stuff? And there's one guy in my Rotary Club he's owned several radio stations and yeah, he used to be on a station a long time ago and stuff. And yeah, he's somebody who now is finally retiring pretty much. But he's 97.
What? Oh, so, wow.
So he was going to work pretty much every day. Just recently, he's had to use a little help, you know, when he's walking around. But other than that, he's been on his own. I mean, it's just amazing. He stays super active in the community. You know, he just does all this stuff. And yeah, he was actually one of the assistant speech writers for Herbert Hoover, and you know, has this kind of crazy background from way back.
Wow, what a history.
Yeah, and so it's just kind of neat to see somebody like that where, yeah, you know, if you just stay active, keep doing stuff, yeah, you can live a long life. And I mean, obviously he's done well for himself, so that helps, right? So
yeah,
if you get the money and all those types of things. But really, when we're talking about a long life, I mean, the in terms of risk or threat, the main thing there is, how long is your money going to last? You know, so, you know, we hope Social Security will always be there. I mean, it's going to probably be there for people who already reach it. It's going to be changed for people who have probably 15 years or longer till Social Security. I'm sure a lot of changes will happen by then because they won't be able to afford it. And so, you know, so there, you'll still at least have that. But then it's all up to you, right? I mean, then it's just all your own personal savings, unless you were lucky enough to have a pension. So assuming you don't have a pension, yeah, you know, other than Social Security, it's only kind of guaranteed money you got coming in the door. And that means you have to do a really great job of planning. You got to do a really great job of investing. And there's been a couple Chicago schools of finance. There's a couple different colleges out there that do a bunch of studies. And I know there's one of them I read a little bit back, and you know, they were just saying, and it's been kind of reiterated a few other studies now too, where you really, really need to have some sort of guaranteed lifetime income to really make sure you can make that money last. If you really want the more of the guarantee, or whatever you want to call it, the, you know, most likelihood, you know, of success. And you know, there's some software like that you can look at, and it'll say, okay, here's your probability of success. And I kind of hate those things because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that they don't know about and they don't necessarily throw into those numbers, but it does give you a way to kind of measure things. And lots of times, yeah, if we do one of these, you know, if it says 65% chance of success, well, dang, I ain't getting on that airplane, right?
That's right. No.
So, you know, so yeah, you'd want to have your whatever your projections, and you want to run out that income plan really to see, how's that money going to last? How's that money going to last for the rest of your life? And, you know, does it make sense? And will it last? And that's a big thing that you want to look at. And so in terms of risk, I mean, you know, you can go out and buy your own pension in essence with some of these annuity type products. And there's actually a bill that, as far as I know, I'm pretty sure it already passed the House, and it, you know, it looks like it might go through. It's going to really change a lot of the rules about retirement. And one of the things they want to add is add having annuities inside your 401k, because they want to have people be able to guarantee their money not to run out. And, you know, that's one thing to be start thinking about more and more, because it may not be you, but it may be your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, especially guys, we're bad about this. Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna live that long, blah blah blah. Well, one of your spouse lives 20 years past you, and they have one Social Security check, not two, and you know they've got pretty much all the same expenses. So how are they gonna get this extra money, right? And so that's one of the reasons why you really want to be doing some planning when we're talking about longevity and how long you think you might live.
I am so happy to hear you say that Congress is starting to do something with some, you know, issues in retirement, because everybody's a little worried about, you know, Social Security and will it be there for them. So I'm just happy to hear they're talking about something in the 401ks, the annuities in the 401ks. That's good. When people come in to see you, Eric, how many years do you encourage them to plan for retirement? Like how long do you plan out?
Well, actually, our software always goes to age 100.
100. So. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, life insurance tables today go to 120.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. True. So nice part about that is 60 means, you know, you're middle aged now.
Hey, that's me. I'm middle aged.
So,
I'm 60.
So, yeah. So that makes it a lot happier, you know, for a lot of people, right? It's not 40 or 50 anymore. And I mean, that's one of the things you have to really be thinking about is going. Yeah, there's high, huge odds that at least one of you will make it to 100, because imagine some of these high-tech companies around here, they figure out a pill that eats up all the cancer and everybody starts living for 15 or 20 years longer. Well, then what, right?
<Yeah.
laughs> Did you have enough money to last that long? And, you know, and so this is one of the reasons why you really need to do some planning and you know, really figure out, okay, hey, yeah, if you're 5, 10, even 15 years away from retirement, that's when you really need to be doing the planning. It's not, I'm going to go retire tomorrow, Eric. Hey, how can you help me? Well, we could try, but there's a lot less things we could do than we could have done 5 or 10 years sooner. So again, that's really when you want to be looking at this. And even if you've just retired, you still want to be looking at, because again, you could be retired for another 20 or 25, 30 years. And so one of the things we've developed actually is a checklist that really kind of helps figure out what you need to look at, what things you should be thinking about, and really making sure that you got all those things, you know, in there like you want. So just kind of like a pilot does the checklist, make sure everything's functioning before they take off. Before you take off in retirement, you got to do the same thing and go through that punch card, that checklist to make sure everything was done right and you didn't forget something, because you only retire once, not twice.
That's right.
So if you wanted to get a copy of this, it's super easy, super simple. All you got to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, it's all one word, checklist to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Well, the good news is that we're living longer than any generation before us. The bad news, we're living longer than any generation before us. We're going to explain all of this coming up next. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628. Or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. In fact, together you can look at your income and your investments, your tax strategies, your health care plan, your legacy plan, all of these things. Eric wants to help you create a blueprint to worry less wealth. today we're talking about the fact that we're all living a lot longer into our 100s. And you might think that it's not likely that you're even going to live into your 90s. More years on this earth means more years in retirement, though, right? And that means more years of figuring out how you're going to pay for it, how you're going to pay for living that long. So, Eric, how do we create a budget so that we can do what we want in those early years of retirement? You and I always talk about, you know, you've got that bucket list when you retire and it's the go-go years right at first. The problem is you can't spend it all then. You have to make sure that you have enough to last throughout all of your later years in retirement. You have to pay for health care, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. So it is a complicated thing to figure out how much am I going to really live on and how much do I really need. First and foremost, you have to figure out how much are you spending today. And every time I ask this, it's a unintentional BS kind of response.
Oh, yeah?
And not you know, again, not that somebody's, you know, trying to be deceiving or doing something weird. But really what happens is I find most people say that they, I'm spending this much money. So say they'll tell me, hey, we need $6,000 a month to live on. And so I'll say, okay, well, what's your take home pay now? And they say $8,000. Okay. So where's the $2,000 a month going right now that you're saving? Because you're only spending six, you said, right?
Mm.
And they look at each other and it's like blank stares, right? So, so we all kind of lie about how much we really spend. So first and foremost, the easiest thing to do, take the last 12 bank statements, you know, so for the last year, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. That's literally how much money is spent. There's no hiding it, no, you know, no pretending it didn't happen. No, it occurred. It's real. It's not fake news. And so, you know, that's the easiest way to do it. Now, assuming you're paying your credit card off with that checking account, you know, then it also, you know, obviously that covers all your credit card spending too, because a lot of times people ask, well, what about that part? So assuming you're paying it all off in full, hopefully you are, you know, then that's all counted in there. And so whatever that number is, that's probably the most likely number you'd want to be able to retire on. Now, it might be too high, and maybe it's not something that's as achievable based on, you know, your other assets. But, yeah, that's a good starting point. And then if it's not achievable, well, what are we going to cut back or what are we going to change, right? So, you know, you have to really figure that part out. And then you want to do everything net of tax, because one of the worst things you can do is say, oh, I need $6,000 a month to live on, so I'm going to take $6,000 out of my IRA. Oops, well, there's one problem there. That money's never been taxed, right? So come April, you're going to have a big surprise.
Big taxes.
Yeah, so you don't want to have that happen. So, you know, you do want to have it all run, you know, at that actual spending amount. And then, yeah, then you can say, okay, here's a starting point. And now does that money look like it's going to last with inflation adjustment and taxes and everything else along the way? So, you know, it is something pretty important, critical to be planning. And hands down, no, I mean, not even close, the most important number in retirement is how much you spend. You know, you can make 1 or 2% more and your money might last 1 or 2 more years. If you spend $500 more a month, you know, your money will run out so much faster.
Right.
And that number, that spending number is by far and away the most critical thing, because that's the thing that changes the retirement success factor, you know, or not.
Let's talk about just how we can even maximize those Social Security benefits, since that's going to be really one of our number one sources of income in retirement.
This is probably almost 10 years ago now that I talked with this gentleman, but I was down in the Monterey area and was meeting with him. He was referred by somebody down there, and you know, his big complaint was he thought he was so smart by taking his Social Security at 62, because he wanted to get the money. You know, hey, why, it's, you know, I paid it in, I want to get it out, and, you know, blah blah blah, which a lot of people say. And but the main thing, the main reason he really took it, he said, was all his CDs were at 7% and 8%. So, you know, why does it matter?
Oh, no.
And now he was in his mid-70s, you know, lamenting the fact that, you know, once interest rates tanked and dropped down to near zero, all of a sudden all that money he was making it wasn't, right?
Yeah, he wasn't making.
And now he's got a smaller paycheck for the rest of his life. So really thinking intelligently and really paying attention to how you really think about your Social Security benefits is super critical. You know, this is a decision that once you do it, you can't fix it. They used to allow you to go back 5 years and fix things. Now, no. Now it's only 12 months. So if you do it and then all of a sudden you find out you did it wrong, you might be stuck with that decision. So, there's a lot of things to be thinking about. The dumbest thing I think about Social Security benefits is when you see those calculators that say, hey, if I take it 66 versus 70, I have to live to, 79 to, to break even. That's the wrong math, because if you retired at 66 and you didn't take Social Security till 70, that means you spent probably $100,000 or more of money that you were not getting from Social Security out of your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So then what you have to do is, okay, which one was better down the road with all my assets in play and actually how my life's going to actually, go forward. And so that's the more critical number to look at and seeing, does that make sense or not? And we actually have some webinars that we have on this subject, actually. So I did a whole talk on Social Security, and it's one we do a lot at various community centers around town. And so it's on our website. But if you wanted to get the list sent to you of not only, public times that we're going to be talking, but more importantly, these webinars, you can text the word invite. So we give you the invitation. So invite with an I, you can text that to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word invite to 800-454-1184, or you can just go online and see the listings right then and watch them or sign up for the webinar at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Again, text the word invite. That's your keyword. And the telephone number is 800-454-1184. Today, we're talking about just the question, what if I live until I'm 100 years old? How am I going to be able to pay for it? And so we're talking about financial considerations today. So what would be some other options to generate income in retirement?
Well, one of the biggest things, and I mentioned earlier in the show that the Congress has a bill to start adding annuities to 401ks. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to play out because...
Mm-hmm.
Annuities are usually something that you need to fund and have a certain timeline. And so it might be a little bit, a little bit more interesting in terms of a weekly or monthly funding type of mechanism. But, the annuity was actually started by the Romans.
Right.
So Roman soldiers, if you said, hey, you fight these wars and you don't die, of course, we'll pay an income for the rest of your life to you, or that some of them would actually even help their families. And so that's what kind of motivated those soldiers to join. So, that's how the concept started. And Social Security is an annuity. Lots of times people don't think about it. So annuity is really defined as something that pays you, like the word sounds like, annual. It pays mm-hmm. you some money every year. So there's two main types of annuities. The very first one is immediate. So immediate is like Social Security. So, you get this money for the rest of your life. Second, you're gone. Boom, that check goes away. Mm-hmm. The money's gone. Whatever's principal's gone.
And that means if there's a spouse left behind, then that income's gone.
Well, it depends, because it could be a joint life.
Oh, okay.
So it depends if it's joint life or single life. But yeah, sometimes people do just pick the single life, and then that would be the case. So that's why if you wanted to get some information about really how do these work, we've got the ABCs of fixed index annuities. And so we could send you this nice report. It gives you all the little details and the jargon you need to know about, and that way you can kind of really shop around. But again, if you wanted to get a copy of that, all you got to do is super simple. Text the word ABC. Is that a word? I don't know. Text the letters ABC to 800-454-1184. Again, text the letters ABC to 800-454-1184. Or, of course, you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today, 800-224-2489, and set a visit, 800-224-2489, 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. So what do you think, Eric? Are our taxes likely to be higher or lower in retirement?
Well, right now, of course, taxes, depending on your situation, may have been lowered with this new tax law. And so a lot of people, you know, do feel like taxes are on sale right now, meaning, you know, they're lower than they're going to be in the future. And of course, this tax bill right now that we're under, it goes away at the end of 2025. And it all expires and we go all the way back to 2017 rules. So who knows? I mean, they never let those usually, you know, happen. They're going to do some sort of new tax law before that one. But with $21 trillion in debt, yeah, we're not paying our bills. We haven't paid our bills for decades. So, you know, I don't know how taxes can go down, you know, realistically. And so that's one of the things that you have to look at. And I always tell people this, and it's funny, they don't realize it and they don't understand it till usually after their first tax return in retirement. But taxes in retirement are so much more complicated than they are when you're working.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, and that seems weird because it's like, well, hold on. Why would my taxes be tougher, or why would they be more, you know, more complicated? Well, when you're working, you get your W-2, you fill out your taxes, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And not much more to go. But when you hit retirement, now, okay, maybe you've retired and maybe you have Social Security turned on. Lots of times people are retiring now without Social Security on yet. And so you might even not have that income, but you need to have some sort of way to, you know, get money. So, of course, you got what we like to call non-qualified or normal dollars type stuff. So you got savings accounts, investment accounts. You know, savings accounts don't have much tax ramifications, but investment accounts certainly do because, you know, you sell off a stock or a mutual fund, there's capital gains and other things. And then you've got IRAs, 401ks, you're taking money out of those are taxable. You've got Roth 401k or Roth IRAs, those which are tax-free. So, you know, you've got all these kind of different buckets of money, and each one has a different type of tax ramification. And so you get to pick how you create your income based from how much you're taking out of which little pot of money.
Right.
And so that then it kind of gets down to the point of, okay, well, which one makes more sense? How should I take money from here or there, or, you know, all those types of things. So, you know, that's the part that people really need to, you know, realize is taxes aren't that simple. One big problem I find in my profession is a ton of people who are really investment managers. They're not really, you know, people, income planners aren't really helping people plan for retirement. They're just helping them build up assets for retirement. And one way you can tell this is they'll say, oh, we don't give any tax advice or we can't help you with taxes. And it's like, what? Hold on. You're talking about my IRA, my 401k, my capital gains, my dividends. You know, every single thing you're talking about is tax related, but you're not going to help me in taxes. How is that helpful? And so that's one of the problems I see a lot of people. There's a big disconnect with taxes in retirement. And then, you know, like you may have a tax person who's doing your tax return, but your investment person is not doing that. And then the two don't talk. And then it really messes up how you take out that money because, mm-hmm. you know, you may end up paying a lot more. I mean, I've got some clients where even though the Social Security taxation level is really low, you know, it's $44,000 for married and $34,000 for single. You can, if you structure your assets right, sometimes you can spend 1 or 2 or maybe 3 years in retirement with Social Security income and not pay tax on it because you took money out of the right spots.
Oh, wow. That's nice. There you go.
But you got to plan that ahead. You can't do this in April because it already happened. So
true,
you got to do this in you know, December or January maybe. But you know, you got to do it for that next year. How am I going to structure my income so that way I can define how my taxes will look like?
You know, Eric, we all have our 401ks, right? And we are told to save everything we can in them as much as we can. The problem is, you know, we're told that, but once we get into retirement, we're kind of unsure on how to take that money out. And you were just saying, you know, there's all these tax implications when we're withdrawing money from different buckets. So how do you help your clients with the 401ks?
Yeah, well, the big myth was always, you'll retire in this lower bracket, you'll retire in this lower bracket. Well, you know, if you screw up and don't save enough money, yeah, you might, you know, get that chance to have that lower bracket, but that's not probably your goal, right? I mean, if you want to have a successful retirement, you're probably not going to actually be in a lower tax bracket because there's adjustable income and then there's, adjusted gross income and then there's taxable income. And so some of the stuff that you don't have in retirement is you don't have your 401k, it's your funding anymore. At least for me and my three boys, they better not be dependents anymore when I'm retired. So they better be out of the house. And, you know, and so then also if your mortgage interest is, you know, your house is paid off or paid down substantially, it might be a lot lower deduction there. So some of your major deductions, I mean, I've got a lot of clients where they could probably make $50,000, $60,000 less in retirement and have the same taxable income. And the taxable income is the only thing that defines how much taxes you owe. So, you know, that's one of the things that people don't always necessarily think about. And, you know, especially with 401ks and IRA assets where you've done all this pre-tax stuff, everybody said, oh, you'll be in a lower bracket, you'll be in a lower bracket. Oh, my gosh, no. And now those people are getting really nailed. So it is very a big minefield taking that money out. There's a couple different what I like to call tax zones. In retirement, so if you retire pre-Social Security time frame, so say maybe 60, 62, but you haven't turned on Social Security, that's when you have the lowest income at any point because you're picking how you're taking money out. Then, of course, once you turn on Social Security, you're going to have a baseline of income. So that's going to be a baseline of taxes that you're going to have to pay. Once you hit 71, at 70, there's no reason not to take Social Security, so you'll definitely have it turned on. And then 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of all these pre-tax accounts and paying the piper and paying Uncle Sam. And so then at that point, your taxes are pretty much dictated to you by the government. And so you're not going to have as much tax planning and tax maneuverability that you can do at that point. So really doing some tax planning early on is super critical. And that's why we do that a lot with our Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. That's one of the key areas is not only figuring out taxes, but how much should you allocate to what type of account? You know, there's so much money and you should have in certain different asset classes, but which account should also have that? So people do investment allocation, but they forget to do tax allocation on those accounts also. And so that's super critical. And so one of the things we've developed is a tax strategies for retirement report that you can get. If you want to get this, again, no obligation, no cost. All you got to do is text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, just the singular word tax to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, I have a question for you. What if you don't need the money that you have in your 401k or your IRA? Do you still have to take it out?
Yeah, exactly. Like I mentioned alluded to, is there's a thing called required minimum distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this new proposal is thinking about moving it from 70 and a half to 72.
Ah.
Okay, a year and a half later. So what?
I know, yeah.
I mean, if we're talking to living to 100, that's a pretty minor thing in the end, but... Yeah, and so what happens is, you know, you did a deal with the devil. He said, don't tax me now, tax me later. And problem is people don't ever ask when later is.
Right.
And so at least so far, it's always been 70 and a half, and mm-hmm. It might be 72 with his new bill. But again, it's the same difference. It won't make any real change. And what that means is, you know, say you've got $1 million saved up. And maybe you got other assets, other income, and you got rental property, whatever, and you just don't need that money. Well, guess what? You're going to start having to take out about $36,500 from your million-dollar IRA that next year. And that percentage goes up every single year. And so, this is getting, it gets to be a harder and harder, process as you get older, because if you're doing a good job saving and your investments are doing well, then you're going to keep having this tax. So again, this is where you really need to do some planning. And that's why we've come up with this tax report and some really good strategies, tax strategies for retirement. Talk about micro conversions, other little things that you can do to Roth and other great tools. So, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, again, no obligation, totally free. All you got to do is text the word tax, T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628. Or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric is a financial advisor who focuses on retirement, and that's what sets him apart from other advisors. His mission is to protect his clients from high fees and taxes of the most common retirement strategies. And he'll provide you with a plan for lifetime income, diversification, even alternatives to the stock market. He can help you create a retirement plan that can withstand any type of storm. He will help you plan for the worst and hope for the best. There are about 500,000 people age 100 or older living in the world today, and that number is expected to grow to 3.7 million by the year 2050. Will your retirement savings last until your 100th birthday? Are you even thinking about that? Eric, how many people that you work with are actually saying, yeah, I'm planning on living to age 100, and should more people be prepared for that possibility?
Well, actually, probably don't have any planning, and a lot of them kind of almost don't want to because, again, it's always the question of quality of life and, what will be like. And so, that's one issue. But the other kind of scarier part is if they're saying, everybody in my family died at age, 80 or 85. And of course, they're not unhealthy like those family members. There's more amount of medication, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So what happens now if you do live to 100 and you're planning on, not needing money after age 85?
Oops. Yeah.
Yeah. You do not want to be an 86-year-old looking for a job. I mean, not definitely not Silicon Valley.
No.
Yeah. And so that's going to be the hard part for people is really figuring out, okay, if I do live that long, what's it going to be like? I mean, probably one of the funniest personal, situations I've had so far was, there was one, I have a client who's, she did a good job planning and she's got money and we just put into a tax deferred account because she really didn't need it. And, it was kind of more of a backup if she ever needs to get to it, it's there. And she got a letter from the insurance company in this tax deferred annuity that she has and said that you need to either apply for an extension or we have to make you start taking money out because she was hitting the maturity date. And so they said, okay, now you have to take this money out in, this one particular year. And then when I looked at it, I'm like, hold it, 2025. I'm like, oh yeah, that's when you're going to be 100.
Oh, wow.
And so one of the other bizarre parts is, a lot of annuities types of things, those types of things where they're, not IRA ones, but, regular dollar ones, mm-hmm. they're going to make you start taking money out at age 100. Oh. A lot of life insurance policies start making you pay out some of the death benefit at age 100. So there may be some weird tax stuff coming down, you know, if you do make it there.
Yeah.
And so there's some weirdness around that. But again, why not plan for, you know, the money being there for a long time? Now, you also don't want to say, hey, I'm not going to do anything for the rest of my life because I might live to 90 or 100. No, that's just dumb. So, you know, you still want to go out today, have fun, do the things that you can while you're healthy. But what we're saying is you don't want to spend every single dime. You know, you don't want to be the, you know, that old bumper sticker, I'm spending my children's inheritance or I'm bouncing my check on the way out. And, you know, it's really tough to time it that well. Unless you're doing something intentional, I guess. But barring that, you know, you do want to make sure that you have some money that's going to be there for the rest of your life. But you also want to, you know, go out and do those fun things when you're healthy. I mean, you don't want. I've seen way too many people on the flip side of this story where they wait too long and then all of a sudden they can't do as many things and then they're regretting that. So, you know, it is a little bit of a tough balance.
You know, if we do end up living a long time into our 100s, we really need to factor in inflation and the impact that it can have on our retirement income. How much of an impact, Eric? What would you say?
Well, just imagine today you were trying to live on whatever you're making in the 90s. You know, that'd be probably pretty tough, right?
That'd be really tough. Yes, very much so.
And so there's always debate on minimum wage and, you know, those types of issues. And well, there's a reason, because, you know, those things should be going up over time because, you know, everything gets more expensive. Gas is more expensive. A lot of things are more expensive. So, yeah, you definitely do not want to live in a static income environment. You know, so, you know, if you were getting, say, you know, I need to live 6,000, you know, need 6,000 a month to live on. Well, in 20 years from now, you do not want to be living on 6,000 a month because that's going to probably feel like 3,000 and or have the spending power of 3,000. So, yeah, you do definitely have to have inflation in mind. And so all the planning, you know, the most critical thing is having that income plan. So when we sit down with people and we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, the very first thing we talk about is that income plan and seeing, okay, is this money going to, you know, last the rest of your life? Now, if it runs out when you're 95, eh, you know, but if it runs out when you're 75, whoa, okay, we got to change some stuff, right? So knowing that and making sure taxes are accounted for, inflation's accounted for, so it's real numbers. And it's not just, you know, some bogus math that says, oh yeah, I should be fine, and then the math forgets about inflation or forgets about taxes. So, you know, you have to have all that calculated into that plan. And that's why it's so critical to have an actual plan. And so it's funny, people, you know, they resist it as much as they can. You know, who wants to do planning? Planning's boring, doing's fun, but planning's no fun, right?
Right.
And so, you know, that's one of the things though you do really need to do is this is too critical, too important of an issue to just wing it and hope it makes it right, because you can't just go do a do-over in retirement. It only happens once.
That's right.
And so, you know, one of the things we've come up with is the top retirement planning issues that you should be really thinking about and, you know, really having a plan to solve. And, you know, if that's something you'd like to read and kind of get a copy of, again, no cost, no obligation. We'll just send this right out to you. It's all digital. All you have to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 26th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Should everybody that's getting close to retirement look into long-term care insurance, do you think, Eric?
Well, sadly, long-term care is going to be more of a bigger and bigger issue because of things that used to kill us. Now we take a pill for it and they might slow us down, you know, but you might be able to still be okay. And you know, and there's certain things, like unfortunately my father has Parkinson's and he's been battling it for a long time, and you know, he's actually had to go to a skilled nursing place to rehab, and and those are not necessarily great places to be.
No.
You know, I mean, you can still talk to people, you can still communicate, and you know, it's not the ideal situation, of course, for anybody. And so it is a super expensive thing. It's something that unless it's from a medical issue, you know, there's no coverage for Medicare. But if you say you went from a hospital and then you went to one of these facilities, they might pay up for up to 100 days, maybe. But that's the high end. And after that, definitely not. If it's costing $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $12,000 a month, yeah, I mean, that's a ton of money. Now, the biggest problem I have is with long-term care is I've got one client who bought a long-term care policy through me in the 90s, and she's retired in Idaho now, and they're in her 70s. And she got a letter 2 or 3 years ago now saying that they're going to give her a 37% rate increase.
Oh,
and we thought
no.
That was high. I mean, we thought that was really high.
Yeah,
until this year.
What
until
is it this year?
It was 100%.
No.
So double, on top of that last,
double the
on top
amount.
Of that last, you know, increase too. So it's more than doubled from what she originally was paying. Well, do I really pay this, or do I, you know, do I drop some benefits? You know, again, that's something that you really want to get some information on. You really want to look at what makes most sense for you and your situation. So knowing all these different things and knowing all these different issues is a critical task, and so something you got to really figure out. So we've developed this top retirement planning issues report, great report, just to kind of go over all these things to be thinking about and then really create that blueprint to worry less, low wealth like we do here at the office. So again, if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, all you have to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628. Or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman, and we are so glad to have you with us again for Wealth Creator Radio. Today, we've been talking about how important it is to have a plan for retirement, especially, you know, with the possibility of living to become a centenarian, a 100-year-old. So many people are now. So it really is truly a possibility. But we've come to the part in our show where we're ready for a success story, a wealth success story. What lesson do you have for us to learn from?
Well, since I mentioned my parents a little bit earlier, I actually kind of tell their story a lot of times in a lot of the talks I give, just because not only is their situation appropriate, but it's also very personal to me, of course.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know, and so my, you know, my parents were victims of the dot-com days. They both, you know, got laid off within a year of each other, and they're in their late 50s at the time. And they, you know, can we retire? Can we actually do this? Do we need to go back and look for a job? And, you know, we did the math, and my mom was always our chief worrying officer, our CWO, as I like to call it. And so she'd worry about this and worry how we're going to get income, how we're going to do this, and all those things. And then, of course, she'd remind me that, you know, you screw this up, Eric, we're moving in with you.
Of course.
So I took very good care of them. And, you know, live with your parents once, but twice you don't necessarily always want to do.
That's true.
And so, you know, the nice part is they were doing the stuff they were supposed to be doing, you know, doing that, you know, the Europe trip and doing hiking in Newfoundland and other fun stuff. And, you know, then unfortunately my mom got sick and within 2 weeks passed away at, you know, 3 days after the age 60. My dad never got that second Social Security check ever. He got a consolation check of $255, which is a joke.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, that changed obviously his retirement. I mean, you have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And that's what we'd done. And he started doing the things he's supposed to do. He bought that RV, went to all the states that touch the Atlantic, 18, just in case you're wondering.
Okay.
And, did all those fun things and, did some, not maybe always smart things. Like when his brother said, your RV's too small. So he went out and bought a 3-foot longer one, which, RVs are not a great investment tool.
Right.
And so, but he did those things he wanted to. And the nice thing is through 2008, 2009 crash, we had some alternatives to the stock market. We had, which paid steady income. We also had some foundational money that paid lifetime income. The reason why I know our planning worked and was successful is because we didn't do it all in the stock market. We took that money out of those 401ks and IRAs. We took some of it and put it in some guaranteed lifetime income. We had some money that protected for long-term care. We did all those things that you're supposed to do. We had some steady income money that was coming from not a stock market source that was paying 6-7%. There's all sorts of great tools, and that's why my planning process is still how it is today. So where we go through that income plan, figure out how you're going to have that money for the rest of your life, look at that investment plan, how much risk, how much volatility, how much ups and downs do you have in that stock market portfolio? Look at the tax ramifications, which are critical of all those different tools. Looking then, of course, at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And those five areas are the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've created for us and our clients here. And it's something we can do for you. There's no cost, no obligation. We just sit down, go through what's your concerns, and then show you what plan you have today. And then we can say, hey, here's some things that you can fix it. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can always book directly right online with my calendar at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.